Igor, it's, like I said, I turned my humidifier on.
Yeah.
You asked what setting. I said the same as the same
setting. It's called on. On or off?
Hey,
on.
I got it on, baby. It's percolating right now. I don't know what it's doing, but it's on.
But do you know why you turned it on?
Yeah.
Why did you turn it on?
Because I got the ghost of Dykstra in the back of my head and you saying you need to keep your humidity between 35 and 45 or else your house isn't going to be healthy and your floors are going to split and the world's going to come to an end, right?
But sort of. Yeah. I mean, hopefully the world won't come to an end. But the reason you need your humidifier on, David, is because your floors, and here's a technical term, they're hygroscopic.
I love that term.
You know, I know you do. So what does that mean? Hygroscopic means that wood, especially a wood floor or any fibrous type product, could be in, cabinet, could be crown molding, anything that's wood fiber will expand and contract in the presence or the absence of moisture. So ambient air temperature, ambient relative humidity, critically important year-round, but more so maybe even in the winter in Chicago, because we drop into the, the 20s, into the negative temperatures. Everything contracts. Everything collapses because all of that moisture is given up. And your heating system, which is trying to keep you nice and comfortable at home, is drying everything out, right? So your humidifier is critical because it counteracts the natural drying out process, really, of your heating system, which is keeping you comfortable, but yeah, drying everything out. So the proper setting for your humidifier is, in our opinion, maximum.
Really?
We recommend cranking it because you will never achieve it, in our opinion. You will never achieve the 45 or 50% setting that it's maxed out to, because that heating system is really only going to let it go to about 30 or 35, generally speaking.
All right. Can I make a but?
Yeah.
I had it maxed out and my window started sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because when I built the home, I got my home blown and I had a blow test. Which I call it, Joel calls it blower test. I like to call it blow test for obvious reasons, because I had my home tested, and they blew a bunch of stuff. They blew heat in there, and then the guy said my home was the tightest home that he's ever blown.
Someone's job is just, it's a blow job.
Well, it's a blowing homes. Yeah, that's what they do. And he's like, it was that was on his business card.
Right.
So he was able to, but my home is so tight with the insulation that I had to turn it down.
All right, hold on.
My windows were sweating.
So the fact that your windows are sweating is, in fact, an indication that your home is sealed tight.
It's a good thing.
Right, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely a good thing. So you never want to see condensation forming on your windows. I mean,
that's why I turned it down.
Right, so to my earlier statement, that is the but. That is the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
In most cases, homes will never be able to achieve 50, 60% relative humidity. Unless they're, really tight, everything is sealed up. I know, PermaSeal does a great job with insulation, and, they'll make your house as tight as possible. So you may not need to crank it all the way up to 50. 30, 35 could be a good setting. But in hardwood flooring, in laminate flooring, crown molding, all of those sorts of things, everything in your home is vying for that moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your wood floors. It's your furniture. It's cabinetry. All of it is vying for your moisture.
Isn't your body vying for it also?
Of course. And that's why you have dry hands. You're constantly putting lotion on because you're everything's drying out in your home. Yeah. You get that kind of cottony sort of feeling in your mouth when it's really, really dry. So our phone starts ringing probably mid-October all the way through the winter season with gaps in floors.
Hmm.
Why are my floors gapping? Why do I see gaps? Why are there gaps? Everything is about these gaps. And that's really a symptom of a dry environment. It's not that the floor is defective. It's not that there's anything going on other than just the environment as such that the floor is releasing its excess relative moisture into that dry.
So what do you tell people then when they call with that?
So we ask them to turn on their humidifiers.
Okay.
Many of our clients don't know they have a humidifier on their furnace. We ask them to turn it on. If it's not enough, we ask them to put a standalone or a freestanding humidifier in the room to again kind of contribute to that that environment.
I'm naturally moist, so I've been considering starting a business to rent myself out to bring in the humidity into the people's
homes. Just stand there.
They would just place you into the room and
shed moisture. Yeah.
What would you charge for that, Dave?
Be $75 an hour.
It's fair.
That's a deal.
It's fair.
I cover all expenses and travel time. So it's got to be within a half hour of my house.
So you'll stand in somebody's living room and just schwitz for a while?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. I'm just
you could do that when your wife's doing lymphatic drainage massages on them.
Hello?
It's a business.
Maybe you guys can do a package together.
There you go.
I've been told I'm naturally moist.
Yes.
So I just thought I'd throw it out there for the holidays.
Yes.
A gift to Hochberg. Moistness from Hochberg. Just throw it out there. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Gift cards are available. But not to freak out, because if the heat's on and you've got wood floors, they're going to dry out.
It's temporary. Generally, it's temporary because, and again, what happens in Chicago, because our temperature and humidity swings are so wild, in many cases, those gaps may not fully close in the summer because there's not enough time for them to close before the heating system kicks back on again and dries them out, and then the cycle perpetuates. So in a prolonged cold winter, those gaps are going to develop, and they may stay through the spring, potentially through the summer, and right as they're starting to expand,
it starts all over again. Wow.
So just something to keep in mind. But again, we absolutely advocate humidification. Thermohygrometers are great. They're little devices that will measure relative humidity and temperature in your home. If it dips below 30% relative humidity, you should expect gaps, which is why we recommend staying at 30% or above to minimize or prevent those gaps from occurring. And basically, just again, and the other thing really that's important is proper maintenance, Dave. And we talk about maintenance, you know, all the time on the show. Proper maintenance, MrFloor.com. We've got a great line of products that a lot of our clients are using. Great products.
And it's holiday time, and there's, you know, you're thinking of gifts to stuff in your stockings and your Hanukkah Harry outfit, because Hanukkah's on the 14th. I know it's a big holiday for you, Sarah. You got the menorah out, polished up, and the candles ready.
Yep.
A hydrogrometer might be in a good
thermohygrometer or the full line of Mr. Floor cleaning products. Use the promo code WGN when you go to MrFloor.com.
Even better.